Vayter in Shas, we are in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Dalet, Pigam and Samach Gimel, based by the bottom of the page, 2, 4, 6, 8, 9 lines up from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Yodim Yisob, Avodas Kachav, Mishen Mamamish. The Yidin, they know, Avodas Zara is no Mamashas. V'lo Avodas Kachav, Elo Hatir, Lem Arayas, Professi, the only reason why they did Avodas Zara is to matter for themselves Arayas, because they say, okay, get rid of any sort of morality, and then we won't have a problem. Rashi Shayi, it's on Takfan Arayas. And therefore, I'm going to nifra kakol ol Torah. May Allah get rid of the yoke of Torah from upon us. V'ayuchichuni al arayas. I won't be mochiachas. Actually didn't have Yitzhara for Avodah Zarah. Most of our Mishashah, is that really true? Kiskor b'neim ismuchosam. The Pasuk says in Yom Yoh that they missed their Avodah Zarah. Like they missed their sons. Like a father misses their son and wants to see the son so much. That's how much they missed their Avodah Zarah. If I remember Lazar, called them sheishlo gag gugun malbenoi. Ani midgageya v'gam yodeya. Somebody goes and misses his son. He says, nah, basta tevikim. That's only after they already got attached to it. Rashi says, achar sheniskashu ba me'atzman takfa chibasan aleim. It's an amazing thing. You don't necessarily have a yetzer for something. Once you start it, you can create that yetzer. Tashma, let's really take a look again. Really, they were connected. When asatis begreicham apikar gulecham, the pasuk says in the tochacha that I'm going to throw your bodies on the bodies of your Avodah Zarah. Amru is what to do. Eliyahu at Tzadik. Great Lashon. Hayu mechazel tefuche Yerov Yerushalayim. He was going checking out those people that were bloated from hunger in the days of Yerushalayim. This is by the bias. Korban HaBayis. Pamachas Matzatinuk. You saw this kid. He was all bloated and thrown in the garbage. Amru, he says to him, Ezra Mishpachata, what family are you from? Amru, lo Mishpacha Ploni Aplonis. I'm from this particular family. Amar lo, he says, Klum ishtayim osa mishpacha? Is there anyone left in the family? Amar lo, lav chutz mimeni, I'm the only one left. Amar lo, he says, Ima ni melamed chatov ishat v'chaybo, if I can teach you something, you'll be able to survive from. You'll live by doing this. Will you want to learn it? You want to learn it? Amar lo, hey, sure. Amar lo, Amar b'chol yom, he says, say every day, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Amar lo, the kid, when he heard that, he said, what? And beep, turned the page on without a mouth. Has, he said, quiet. Shall ask him Hashem Hashem, not in letting him to go and say Hashem Hashem. Shalom do avivim. They didn't teach him that. Miad hotzi yorasim yicheko. He took out from his chest. He took out, he had this avodah zarah. He took it out of mechabka. And he hugged it. And actually he kissed it. Ashenifka creates until the stomach exploded. And what happened? Vanafu yursalayaris, vanafu ala. His avodah zarah fell to the floor. He fell on top of it. The kaima shenemer to hold that pasuk. Vanasati espigreichim. I'm going to put your bodies, I'll pigreich yulechem, in the bodies of your Avodah Zarah. Basa davikebe. So, oh, question mark. So you see, they really did love Avodah Zarah so much. And for the Gemara, no, basa davikebe, this is only once they became very attached to it. Tashma, let's try again. They cried out, Hashem Elokeichem, this argument, Rashi says, Anjikinesa Gedola, my Amur, what did they say? Amur Vida Vitem Rabbi Yonasan. Baya, says Rashi, that's a Lashon of Arami and Lashon Genuach Vatzalka. They're crying out and they're moaning. He's saying, "Hainu da'arch revei lebeisa." This is what's destroying the bias rishon. Says Rashi, "This is what destroyed the Beit Hamikdash, the Mikdasho, v'kol yolei chala v'katilna the tzadikaya v'agilin yusam me'araya." And I said, "Burnt the heichal and killed the tzadikim and the exiled from the land." V'adayinu mirakim be'enon, and it's still dancing amongst us. This yetzahara, this craziness. We got to get rid of it. Kulm yaftinulei, come on. What's the reason why Hashem gave us this Yitzhara? Ella Kabuta Biagra. The only reason why Hashem gave us Yitzhara is in order to be Lachov as Yitzhara, to fight against it. We fought against it. You know what? Lo Iyu Ba'inan, Lo Agra Binan. We don't want the Yitzhara, and we don't want the Schar, because it's not working. We're not overcoming this Yitzhara over here, and therefore it's beating us. Not kedai to have. So you're seeing indeed that they did love the Avodah Zarah. Then say the Gemara again, Basat Avikabe, that's only after you get attached to it. Okay, so what did they do? Yashv Tlasa Yom Batani said they fasted for 3 days. Bo Rachman they daven. V'nafalo pitka mirkia. A note fell from Shamayim. Dahavik Sibbe Emes. The word Emes is written on it. Rashi says, Mashma maskimani imayim betakana zu shetova davasako. So the Kodesh Baruch Hu, I agree with you. We got to get rid of this Sitara. I'm Rabbi Chanina. Shma minacho. Samo shel Kodesh Baruch Hu Emes. The chasim of Hashem is Emes. Because a melech, when he wants to show that he agrees with his servants, he signs on it what he writes. And this is a signature. He wrote the word MS. That's Rashi. When they dive, what did they do? A little lion cub came out of the Kachi Kadashim, this image of a lion cub. Amalhu Novel Yisrael. Hainu Yisrael Avodah Zarah. That's the Yitzhara. This is the Zachariah, by the way. When they grabbed it, ishtamid binisa mine, Rashi says a sair. There was a little hair that got pulled out from him. And it roared, roar, for 400 parsa. And he said, what are we going to do? Dilma mishmaim rachmei alei, maybe the Kodesh Baruch Hu will have mercy on him because it's crying out. Amulunavi, he says to him, shadua beduda da avra v'chasua kaba avra. He said to put him in a lead pot and cover it with lead, the shay of kali, because it absorbs the sound. The pasuk says, "Vayom rizos harisha arisha," and he said, "This is the evil one." Right, Rashi says, "Zehu yitzahara." But who was Zechariah? Ksev shaya betchilas bayisheni, the beginning of bayisheni. Vayash lechosel atoch eifa, and they threw into the eifa, and which is this like this metal thing. Vayash lechas evan oferes alpia, and they threw it on top of it. This cover. Amr, they said, "Hol the ace ratzonu." Wow, things are going well. Let's ride the wave here. This is the ace ratzon. So nibe rachmei a yitzah avera. Let's get rid of. Let's daven for the yitzahara of Arias and get rid of that. Bo rachmei daven for it. Imsa b'yadayim was given over to them, and they said, "You know what? But let's check it out to see what's going to happen." They locked it up for 3 days. They wanted an egg that was laid that day for somebody who was sick. They couldn't find it anywhere. And it was Yithrul, because what happens if you get rid of the Yitzhar for Arias, then people are not going to want to do any sort of tashmish at all. So Amma, they said, "Hey, Kanava, what should we do? David Paga, should we ask for half of it over here? That it's not going to get a person to go out to want to do a virus, but they will want to do, you know, Piruvu. Palagamir Kilo Yavi. Nah, Shamayim goes big or goes home. And that is, they're not going to give half. So what do they do? Kachlin Aleini, they blind in its eyes. Shash says, Mesame. And Ahani Bey, the low Igri Inish Mikrovese. It helped that a person wouldn't want to be with his own relatives. Rashi says, this Takana helped a little. And that is like with the mother, with the sister. But it will still cause a person to have a taiva for Eishes Sish and Nida, but then not mother and sister, and that I heard of incest. I'm Rav Yehuda Rav. Rav Yehuda Rav. Ma'isim Nachas Achas is a story about this one particular guy. There was a story about a woman who was a guy. And it was Shahisa Chola Biosa. She's very sick. Amr, she said, "Im tamed ahi yishe micholia." If this woman will get better from her sickness, meaning she's talking about herself, then teilich v'tavad l'chol v'nazar shavolam. I'm going to go and serve every avodah zarah in the world. Amr, she got better. V'avdu l'chol v'nazar shavolam. She served every avodah zarah in the world. Came when she gila pa'or, when she got to Baal Pa'or, and the way that they would worship Baal Pa'or, we're going to see in a second. She got there. Shalu l'kom, and she asked the priests, "How do you serve it?" Amr, she said, they said to her, "Ochlin tradin v'shoshin sheikhar." They said, eat beets and drink beer, which caused a person to have diarrhea, and then go and use the bathroom in front of her. Amr, she said, "Muta, ew, that's disgusting. I'd rather go back and get sick. Not to worship Avodah Zarah like this." However, you know, the Yidden were like, "Atem, base Yisrael, Enim Kim. You're not like this woman." This Rashi of Yehuda Kamar La Lamidrashaykum Lamik is explaining over here, "Hanitzmadim Labal Pa'or." Like we see in Vayikra, then the Vayikra. They were attached to Baal Pa'or, Kitzamid Pasil, the cover of a flask. Rashi says, "Klomer avalavosem lo yishiv zos alibam." They didn't say avodazar megunahi mikol avodazar shavolam. They didn't say, "Oh, it's so disgusting." V'nitzmedu v'ibeku ba. They attached themselves to it. Kitzamid Pasil amukav al pi kli shemamarichin marichin osal b'shayva yafa. And they attached themselves like to the top of a kli that they would get attached with wax, very very tight. V'amakam lo yinismanim, but they weren't connected to Hakadosh Baruch Hu like that. Like the Gemara is going to see us in a minute. Ela devukim kitamaros hamedubakos she devukos vein devukos. Attachment, not attached. Back in the Gemara, you summon Pasil, you attach. But you go and you attach yourself to Hashem, because it was like two dates that are attached one to the next, which is like attached but not attached. It's very sticky, so it's attached, but it can be pulled apart pretty easily. And therefore, we see that they were connected to it in such a terrible way. But we see Satana, the Brisa taught it the opposite. Not that it's a bad thing, not that Tzamid is more than Davuk, but rather Davuk is more than Tzamid. And it's Tzamid of Vapor, the people that attach to Vapor, it's Tzamid Eli Deisha, like a Tzmid. The Tzmid is a bracelet on the hand of a woman, which is attached, but kind of like very loose. Vatem Hadvika Vashem Lekechem, you're attached to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Devukah Mamish, that means really Davuk, and that was more of a Shevach for them. Taru Rabbanan, Maisa B'Sabda Ben Olus. There's a story about Sabta Ben Olus. That was his name. Rashi says that the sound is the name of a place. This was a Yid. He rented out his donkey to a woman, and he was the one that was like a donkey driver, so he would walk in front of it and pull it while she like rented like this cab. What happened? Kevin Shegi Lapor, when they got to the house of Behor, Baal Peor, Amrelo, she said to him, Hamtehache, Kanes Veitzi, wait for me while I go in and I come back out. Alachas Yatza, Amrelo, after you came out, Afatam Tini, you also wait for me, Ache, Kanes Veitzi. Amrelo says, what? Vul Yudiata, aren't you a Jew? Amrelo says, what do you care? Nichnas, he went in, Par Befanov, and he dropped one in front of the idol, like he, used the bathroom on it. Vikinech Mechotmo, then he wiped himself with the nose of Baal Peor. And right, he wanted to go in to make fun of it. What happened? And the people of Rezar, the people there were like, oh my goodness, that was amazing. We never saw someone who served it in such an amazing way. You're not even supposed to try to make fun of it because that's what ended up happening. People are going to be like, that's the best way of serving it. Next part of the Mishnah. Hapor, asma about hapor, arizeh, avodah. So someone goes in and makes in front of it. That is you, the way you serve it. Afagav, the mechivin, labizo. Even if you wanted to go ahead and to be, you want, if your kavana is to go and to disgrace it. Vazor, kevin, lakormelis, lamarkalis, which is the type of azar. Zui, avodah. So you throw rocks at it. That's how you serve it. Afagav, the mechavin, lamigame. Even if you want to go and stone it. Rav Menashe, avakaz, labay, torisa. He was going to be sarso, which is a place. Amrlo, Rashi says, shame, makom. Amrlo, and the people said to him, Avodah Zarah, what did he do? He was going there. Amrlo, they said, Avodah Zarah, he de Kayacha, is Avodah Zarah here. Shaka Pisa Shadabe. So what did he do? He took some dirt and he went ahead and he threw it at the idol. Amrlo, he said, what? Marcos, what are you doing? That's Marcos, that's how you serve it. Amrlo, he said, no, Zarek Evan the Marcos Tanan. It says, Zarek Evan Le Marcos, like throwing it to it. And I wasn't throwing it to it. I was throwing at it. I was stoning it. Also, Shalbei Mishnah asked the base medrash. Amar lo, they said, "Azor kevin lemarklus tanan." Afagav to mechav in the mikra. Even if you wanted to stone it, even throwing it towards it is going to be worshiping me. Amar lo, he says, "Ezel ishkelos." So I'll go and I'll take the dirt. I'll get rid of it, right? Because I don't want it to be staying over there. And they're going to think that, oh, look, it's being built up by it. Rashi says, "Afagav shikfar oven." I heard did a vein ashavon l'davar. I can't take it away, but I did. So kabay lemishkel, he wants to get rid of the dirt. They shlo tisna b'avodah shalo. They shouldn't get hana from it. It would look beautiful from be beautified by it. Amar lo, he said to him, "Echad anot vechad anot shel chayv." Anyone, if you put it there, or if you throw it at it, or you take it away from there, you're going to be chayv because kol chad v'chada ravchel chaver teshavik. When you everything that you move away from it, Rashi is mafana lamakom lezarokim. You're making more space for someone else to go and throw it over there. So therefore, you can't do that either.
Zok the next heilige mishnah. Let's talk about molech. Hanosim is aralamol. Someone gives from his zera, from his kids to molech. Eino chayiv anchi yimser lamolech v'yaver ba'ish. It's got to be two things that happen. Give it over to molech. Rashi says Moslem biyad meshar seyav odazara v'yaver ba'ish. Rashi says mufarish heichi havu avdi v'yalfa mikari, how they did it and they learned with tervayu. But you know, we're going to learn that from the psukah. You need both. Moslem molech v'yaver ba'ish. Let's say you give it to molech, but you didn't put it through the fire. Heavy ba'ish, you put it through the fire. You didn't give it to molech to the. You're not going to be chayv nimsa lemolach v'yaver beish until you do both of them, hand it over and giving it through. Says the Gemara, "Ketani avodah zara, ketani molach." We go back to nun gimel amid aleph. Then you remember we had a whole list of people that are going to be chayv skila. One of them says that ketani avodah zara is one, and it says molach. Sounds like you're saying these are two separate things, as if one's avodah zara and one isn't. Rashi says ketani masnisa b'chayv skila avodah zara, ba'anfei nafsha avodah zara, v'ketani molach alma molach la'vachal avodah zara, v'nafka mina. What's a nafka mina? Dim zavach v'kata lefanav. Let's say you did some sort of carbonos in front of molach, then pater be pater if it's not avodah zara. Inami you have your mizara l'shar avodah zara. You give over your child to other avodah zara. Ve'in darka b'chayv the derech the lo mechayev the molach dafka k'siv shmo molach shmo molach. Okay, Kedani Vodazara, Kedani Molech, Amar Rabbi Avin, Tanan, Keman Damar, our Mishnah is going like the one who says, Molech Lava Vodazara, he in a Chinami. He's a Machlokas, and he's going according to Mandam, and says, that's not a Vodazara. The time will turn to Brisa. Echad, La Molech, Echad, La Shai Vodazara. Whether a person gives his kid to Molech or other Vodazara, he's going to be Chayev. The person is Chayev. Rashi says, Heavier Zaru, Chayev, Kasavar Molech, Nami Vodazaru. Velo Itztrich, La Suri Allah, Be Kidarka, the meicha yavodu nafka ela lomer lechashim asa shalok kedarka chayiv. If it's not kedarka, it's going to be chayiv. So the Tanya, Echad lamalach echad l'shayv v'lizar chayv v'gan b'chayv. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon. It's not a comment. Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon says lamalach chayv. He gives your kid. If you give your kid the malach, you chayv. Shalom lamalach pater. You're gonna be pater. Says Rashi the malach dafke k'siv shadaka v'kach v'lo mishum avodazara. Is there a love daha me'icha yavdu nafka elachoku lahem v'atora hikpid al chok zebeskila l'fikach hitzruch. Right? So therefore, person does such a thing, they are going to be chayiv only if it's the molech, but not if it's the not the molech. So we see machlokas over here. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon says that molech is not avodah zarah, and therefore one is going to be chayiv only if he does it for molech. Amar Abaye. Abaye says, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus, Amru Davar Echa. They both said the same thing. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, Hadar, remember that what you just said. Rabbi Chanina ben Antigonus. The term was Rabbi, so B'chinim ben Tigin Tomer. Mipnei ma tov sa Torah loshen molech. Why does the Torah use the term molech when it's... why does it use the word? Kol shehim lichu aleihem afilu tzor v'afilu kesem. Anything that people put over them as a ruler is considered, that rules over them. Rashi says, kara shmo molech. Afilu tzor v'afilu kesem. Even if it's a rock, and even if it's a wood chip. So when anything is given this title called molech, then, right, says, again, Rashi says, kol shem licha aleim shekara shemo molech. If you call its name molech, it's ruling over you, then you're going to be chayiv. So Chanina says that something has to be accepted as a ruler and not as a god. Therefore, he's saying that molech is not avodah zarah. Yeah. But what is it? Rather, it's a type of kishuf that works according to the people that do it. It only works if they accept it as their ruler. So that goes according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Rava says that molech arai ikabenayo. There's a difference between the two of them. And that is molech arai, a temporary ruler. If you have something that's ruling over, but only temporarily. Beep, turn the page. Samech Dalad Amud Beis.
We'll just take one step back to explain what it means, molech arai. According to Chanina ben Antigonus, one is going to be chayav for doing some sort of avodah zarah for this rock or this twig that he considers ruler, even though it's not something which is permanent. And but if it was declared the ruler, even for temporarily, it's considered molech. And according to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, you're going to be chayav only if he does it for something that's going to be permanently, you know, set completely to be a ruler. Now, to the beep. I'm Rabbi Yana. Eino chayav ad shiyam selu mishar seyav ulazara. As you give it over to them, and you put it to the far, shenemer, umizar chalusit nil havi l'molech. The pasuk says, and of your offspring, you shouldn't give over in order to pass through molech. So it's got to be done like that. Tanya nam yachi, Rabbi Bryce supports that. Yachal hair below masa yachayav. You would have think that if you would pass over your kid through the fire, and you didn't give it over to the mashar say of Uzar, that you're going to be chayev, Talmud Lomer, lo sitein, do not give it over. The pasuk is saying specifically you're going to be chayev if it's passed through the fire and first given to the mashar say of Uzar. Masal ma'av lo heavier, what happens if you give it over to Malach, but you didn't pass it through the fire? In other words, you gave it to the great, you know, to the mashar say, but you didn't pass through the fire. Yachol yechayev, you think you'd be chayev in such a circumstance, Talmud Lomer, la ha'avir, to pass through it. So you got to do both. Matzav heavier shalom molech. What happens? You give over your kid and they put it through a fire, but something that's not molech. Yochel chayiv. You think it's chayiv. Tamid lomer lemolech. You got to be dafka lemolech. Matzav heavier lemolech. For lebeish, if you give over the kid and you pass it through molech, but not through a fire, right? You did it through something else. Yochel chayiv. You would think that you're going to be chayiv. Nemar kan lahavir v'nemar lahalon lahavir. Lo yimatzi becha ma'avir beno ubitel be'esh. Hatzik says in Devarim, you can't find among you someone who passes his son or his daughter through fire. And since he's used the word lahavir, both ma'alachon be'esh, afkam be'esh. So to hear has to be through esh as well. Makan molech, lahalan molech, just like there. I'm sorry, here we're talking about molech. So to there also, it's got to be talking about molech. Now, Amar Rav Acha bar Yehuda Rava, heavier kol zaro patar. If someone passes all of his children through it, he's going to be patush. And Emmer Mizaracha, from your kids, but not all of the local Zaracha, not all of your kids. Wow, very, very crazy. What happens if you did it as a suma, a blind child? Right? Says Labano suma, oh yashin or sleeping. Miav a derecha avara, bekach bar gavna de enu yachol laver ba'atzmi. He's able to do himself. And Mayorotza, if you would have wanted to do such a thing. So what happens if you're a suma ma'u or yashin ma'u? Ben bino ben bito ma'u. What happens if it's your grandson or your grandson? in other words, by your son's son or your daughter's son, what's going to be the din in such cases? Does that fall into the category of, you know, molech? Says Gemara, Tishman bi'al-chada, we could learn out one of them from the Braisa, the time within the Braisa. Ki mizaru nasa l'molech. Pasuk says, for he gave of his offspring to molech. Matam l'omar. Levishan amar lu avir b'no b'dil b'esh. The Pasuk says, you should not find among you someone who passes his son or his daughter through the fire, in liel beno bito, ben bito, and I went to learn it from Tamad Lomar, besito mizaro, to give over from your offspring. Oh, so you see that it means even your grandchildren is going to be falling in that category of a problem. Tana pasach ki bezaro. Tana started with trying to figure out the meaning for, and he gave over his offspring for Moloch, vesalik besito mizaro, and he finished off explaining the pasach when he gives over his offspring to Moloch to answer it. Drasha achrinahu, says Amar, no, that's a second. That bringing of the second pasuk is another drasha. Zaro, and it says Zaro, which we find from the first pasuk, he gave of his offspring to Moloch, only al Zerakasher, only Zerakasher. Zera pasuk minayin, I don't know if that's included. If the mamzer, says Rashi, Tamalomer besitu mizaro, that when he goes and he gives from his offspring, which means coming from any of his offspring. Amar Rav Yehuda, Einu chayv ad she'yaveh renu derech ha'avara. It's only going to be chayv if he does it through the normal way of passing it through. Right? Says Rashi, Shalosh shina min achok ela kederech minag ha'avara samalach. It's got to be done the way it's supposed to be done. Hechi dami, how does that work? Amar Rabbi, Shirgud the livnei b'mitzvah. They had this column of bricks that they set up that right in the middle over there. Rashi says, Shuas levanim gavoa levana al-gabi levana. There was a brick on top of a brick. Ve'al esh mikan, mikan, there's fires on either side of it. And then when I'm viewing a love, they go and they place it on it. Ve'inu sarfo, it isn't burning me. Titanei lekaman, am I avir atzmo pater? Alma la'acher avara hu chai, after he lives. Father min agabe chizkiyahu, she'sachso ima, his mother, smeared him up, salamandra, lav lamolachaya, ela le'elohei safruyim, tahasam sreifiksev. Over there it was actually done sreifis, so molech, actually a person can live afterwards. Right, so the Gemara says, "My Rabbi Shragid the living in Mitzay and Nurim Hagisim Nurim Hagisim a fire on both sides of him." Rava Amar Kimashvarta Dipuraya. It's like Rashi says, "Ainu Mavir Baraglev Ela Kofetz Baraglev." He jumps Kedarsha Tinokos Kofetzin Bemei Purim, like to jump on Purim. She says, "Chafir Ba'aretz was this ditch, Va'ish Borbo and fire was there. Who Kofetz me suffer the fast something? He jumps from one thing to another. It's like the Purim jump." Tanya Kofetz the Rav Yehuda supports it. Ainu Chayiv Ad Shavirenu Derech Avara, unless he does it in the way of passing through. Have you Baragel Pater? He passes through on foot, then he's not going to be Chayiv for doing this. Ve'eno chayev, and not only that, not chayev ela al yotze yerecho, only for his offspring. Ha'ketzad, how does this work? Beno bito chayev, if he passed his son or his daughter through, he's going to be chayev. Aviv imo achiv achos apater, but his father, mother, sister, brother, sister is going to be pater. Hevi atzmo pater, himself is going to be pater. Belazar b'shem and mechayev. He says that no, if he does it himself, he's going to be chayev. Echol l'molech ve'echol l'shayev v'nezara chayev. Then we have another statement the Bryce is saying that whether a person passes his kid for Moloch or for another Avodah Zarah, then he's going to be Chayiv. For Elazar Rebbe Shimon Amar, Lamoloch Chayiv, Shalom Lamoloch Pater. We said this earlier, only for Moloch, but not for other one. Amar Ula says, My time of Elazar Rebbe Shimon. What's the reason for Elazar Rebbe Shimon that he says only for Moloch? Amar Kra, Lo Yamatzi Becha, there can be found among you somebody passes his son or his daughter through fire. Becha means Ba'atzmecha, meaning as in yourself. Pardon. This is going back to explaining my time to Elazar Shimon in reference to someone passes himself that he's going to be chayiv because it says lo yimatzei becha, which means becha meaning doing it yourself. For Rabbanan lo darshin becha, then darshin becha v'tanan. But we have in a mishnah about metzia avidaso avidas aviv shalom kodemus. If you see your lost object, your father's lost object, then getting your own comes before your father's. So I'm reading, and we said my time how come v'amar of Yehuda amar kra efes kilo yia lecha evyon. That it shouldn't be, there should be no poor people from you. Shaloka, then I'm still shaloka, then for you in front of all people. So he said, Becha, he does darshan. Says, and for the Gemara, Vahasam me efes. So they darshan from the word efes. That's where they learn that you take yours before papas.
Right? Rashi says, "Dilav la'asar asa el avtacha shemavtichin shelo yeh behem avyonim." It's not going to happen. Nichtav lo yeh b'cha avyon. Miklasiv efes la'asara. So, Klomer, Ephes, V'chada, V'kala, and yes, America is going to be getting rid of Ephes, Loshen, Chadala, V'kliya, destruction, total annihilation, Kamo, Ephes, Kesef, Ephes, Kesef. I'm Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Shalosh, Kresos, Avoda, Zara, Lama. Why do you have to have the word Karis written three times when it comes to Avoda, Zara? For the Gemara, achas l'kedarka, achas lo kedarka, v'achas l'molech. Oh, l'man dam molech v'ruzarehi, karis molech l'amadli. Why do I have to write it already? So the Gemara, l'mavir b'no shalo kedarka, if you do your son shalo kedarka, that's going to be chayef. L'man dam megadif avodazarehi, megadif is avodazara, karis megadif l'amadli. Why does it say the word karis by megadif if it's avodazara? Look at the Tanya, he karis ti karis. Because it says in the Bryce says the pasuk says hikaris tikaris hikaris b'olam mazet tikaris olam haba, right? In this world, he's going to die early, and in the next world, it's going to be cut off. Divrei Rabbi Akiva, Amar Rabbi Shmuel, if I look for a number v'nichrusa, did I say v'nichrusa? Right? V'chi shlosha olam amish is three worlds. Like what are we talking about now? Ella v'nichrusa b'olam mazet hikaris olam haba tikaris. Divrei Torah kilshon bnei Adam. The Torah is just talking in the way that people go and they speak. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.